Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Bam. What's happening? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily in prime time on this Thursday, May 6th. This daily primetime edition focuses on basketball. We turn into that for a few minutes here. On the men's side, we talked about this dude a lot during this past basketball season, and he's coming back for an extra senior year. That is in the person of Mike McGurl. Yes, Mike McGurl, ladies and gentlemen, was named the winner of the Renato Blackman Most Valuable Player Award, along with the Bob Boozer Courage Award at the Kansas State Men's Basketball Honors. The team award winners from this past year, which at the conclusion of speed workouts, this happened all the way back on yesterday. So the team announced the MVP, team MVP award went to Mike McGurl, and actually well deserved for what he had to put up with during this year with the entire roster being young and all that other stuff, and him having to put all that pressure on himself. It's not, I mean, we're used to seeing Mike McGurl in the past being a role player, but this year he took on a whole nother role and trying to be a leader for this group of guys. And sometimes it was overwhelming for him, other times it was not, but especially late in the year, we saw him make big time shots, including Oklahoma here at Bramlage Coliseum. And he turned out to be quite the leader on this team. He's going to be back next season, obviously, and he's going to bring more valuable knowledge to this team. They're going to get older, obviously, with the transfers they already brought in to the program over the past couple of weeks. This team should be a lot better next season, and like we preached it on Trophy, you don't want to go back-to-back seasons going younger. You have to make something happen within the transfer portal, and that's what Bruce Weber and his coaching staff did, and Mike McGurl, a big part of that equation, coming back for another year for extra senior season after what he did, obviously, this season, obviously, due to injuries, obviously, and the whole COVID procedure. McGurl was the only Wildcat to start in all 29 games while he played, obviously, a key role, which I just talked about, and with one of the youngest teams in all of NCAA. Three true freshmen this past year. They're going to be sophomores next year. Davion Bradford, Son Miguel, Nigel Pack. They all started together. This includes McGurl in 17 of the 29 games. That includes only 12 in big-time play, excuse me, as well. Obviously, Dejuan Gordon, who won an award, team award yesterday, he's off transferring to Mizzou. He won the Ernie Barrett Play Hard Award. Also, Son Miguel, Jack Hartman, top defensive player, Luke Kasupi, freshman, and sophomore Carlton Lingard, co-winners of the 1st Battalion and 7th Field All-Trinity Never Broken Award as well. Kind of put the wraps on McGurl here. All Big 12 honorable mention selection. McGurl led the team in 12 categories, including points, 342, double-digit scoring in 20 games this season. Field goals made, 112. Attempted, 315. Three-point field goals made, 60. And attempted, 190. Free throws made, 58. And attempted, 76. 103 assists, steals, category 30 minutes per game. All really career highs in that category. 34 minutes per game for McGurl. McGurl did it all. I think next year, with the guys that Bruce Weber brought in, I think that's going to be taking off his plate quite a bit. It's going to be interesting to see next season what McGurl's role is going to be, whether he's going to go back to that role, meaning going back to his original role, which is coming off the bench, which I think, I mean, either way, it's fine with me. I mean, either way, it's fine. I mean, I'm used to seeing him coming off the bench for that spark, that sixth man. He can be that spark off the bench there for the Cats, or he can stay in that starting lineup there and continue to provide this type of production for what he did this season. So, hey, I'm fine with it either way. My co-host thinks, I know what he's going to say, Alex, my co-host, that he should come off the bench. A lot of people are saying he's going to think he needs to come off the bench. But, hey, I'm good with it either way there. You got transfers coming in here, and that could really elevate this K-State team because they're coming off a really back-to-back losing seasons in the conference play. That has to change. But McGurl, one of the bright spots this season for the K-State Wildcats, along with Natural Pack. But Mike McGurl showed a lot of growth this year, and it's well-deserved. MVP, team MVP for Bruce Weber's men's basketball as they did team awards yesterday here in the Little Apple. Again, we're going to have the weekly edition of the podcast up tomorrow afternoon. Be on the lookout for that as we talk NFL, K-State, obviously Wyatt Hubert, and a lot more. I don't want to spoil it. Go and check that out when it's out. Well, this will be out immediately tonight, late tonight. I'm just getting drawn to it now as well. So a lot of good K-State content here for Triple P. And we just wrapped up another daily, and we're going to have a weekend edition here tomorrow as well, mainly around K-State's big-time showdown in conference play, the baseball team squaring off against the Baylor Bears. Eddie Greer, wrap up another edition of the Triple P. Go Cats, we'll talk to you in the next edition of the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.